From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. and Russia agreed to avoid mishap during airstrikes over Syria. The United States and Russia Tuesday announced they've agreed to a memorandum of understanding providing air safety guidance designed to avoid miscalculation while carrying out separate air operations over Syria. But Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook insists it does not indicate any cooperation with Moscow's policy.
The MOU does not establish zones of cooperation, intelligence sharing, or any sharing of target information in Syria. The discussions through which this MOU was developed do not constitute U.S. cooperation or support for Russia's policy or actions in Syria. In fact, far from it, we continue to believe that Russia's strategy in Syria is counterproductive and their support for the Assad regime will only make Syria's civil war worse.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Tuesday said Russian airstrikes killed at least 45 people Monday in Latakia province. At least four killed Tuesday in the capital of Republic of Congo after security forces opened fire on protesters opposed to a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso to extend his rule. U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the violence.
We strongly encourage opposing sides to come together in dialogue to defuse the situation and to seek true consensus on a way to move forward without further bloodshed. As before, we believe peaceful, free, and transparent transfers of power, respecting existing term limits, are essential to democratic development and long-term stability. We call on President Sassou to postpone the referendum, to defuse the current situation, and allow for dialogue and discussion.
On Sunday, Congolese are to vote on proposed constitutional reforms that would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for candidates. Without the changes, the president would have to leave office at the end of his current term. This is VOA News.